From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Yes, Rudy Valley, with Pinky Lee, Betty Bradley, Pauline Drake, that Norwegian atomic blonde, Harry the Hipster, Samuel Goldwyn's glamorous star, Virginia Mayo, and Benny Kruger's music, brought to you by Dream Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Villa Valley Nightclub. This is Harry the Hipster speaking. Who that? Caledonia? No, she ain't here no more. She got rocks in her head. No, Rudy Valley. He's busy now. He's out in the kitchen chopping up his gums with Pinky Lee. Yeah, that's right. Take it slow, Daddy-O. Plant you now. Dig you later. Bow.
Now, look, Pinky Lee, what are you doing in this kitchen?
Don't yell at me, Mr. Valley. I got an awful headache. One of the customers ordered a plunk steak.
You mean a plank steak?
No, plunk. He hit me over the head with it. And that's not all. A few minutes ago, I opened the icebox and I was terribly embarrassed.
Embarrassed? Why?
I saw a little Russian dressing.
Pinky, I want you to cook something special tonight because our guest of honor is one of Samuel Goldwyn's most glamorous stars, Virginia Mayo.
Virginia Mayo? Ooh, she's beautiful.
That she is indeed.
Uh-huh.
She's what I would call a real chicory chick.
And her chala-chala ain't bad either. And did you ever notice her lovely hair, Mr. Valley? Ooh, I'd give anything to be able to shampoo it for her.
Pinky, are you mad? Virginia Mayo would never let you shampoo her hair.
Well, I can dream, can't I? Dream. That's a plug, son.
That is.
Ah, gee, no kidding, Mr. Valley. That's one girl I like to have for my leading lady.
Your leading lady?
Yeah, sure. Well, Walt Disney wants me to make a picture for him. You remember Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Yes.
Well, my picture's called Jet Black and the Four Ink Spots.
Well, anyway, Pinky, I want you to prepare something very special for Miss Mayo. You think you can do it?
Of course. I got a secret recipe invented by that great Italian chef, Paglioni.
Paglioni? Never heard of him.
You haven't? Here's his name in the cookbook right there on top. Paglioni.
That's page one. Paglioni. Pinky, are you sure you have mastered the culinary art?
Yeah, and I learned to cook, too. Yeah, I studied under Prudence Nickel.
You mean Prudence Penny.
I took 5 lessons.
Well, I hope she didn't teach you how to make jelly. That crabapple jelly you made yesterday was terrible.
My crabapple jelly was bad?
Yes.
I don't know why. I used only the best apples and the best crabs.
Pinky, this is very important to me. Villa Valley needs the type of clientele that Miss Mayo represents.
What was that, Mr. Valley?
Alexander Graham tinkling his bell. Answer it.
Hello? Oh, hello, Cecilia. Yeah, I'm okay, Cecilia. Yeah, how are you, Cecilia? What was that, Cecilia? He did, Cecilia? Well, don't worry, Cecilia. Goodbye, Cecilia. Guess who that was, Mr. Valley?
Was it Cecilia?
Who told you? Gosh, I'm worried, Mr. Valley. Cecilia's father had an awful accident.
Oh, no, what happened?
He fell out of a patrol wagon. But he was innocent. They were playing games at a party, and he suggested that they have a treasure hunt.
There was nothing wrong with holding a treasure hunt.
Yeah, but he held it under a bank. Gosh, Mr. Valley,
Uh-oh, there's the orchestra. They're cueing my first number. Symphony of love, music from above, how does it start? You walk in, and the song begins, singing violins start in my heart. Then
melody seems to rise. Then you sigh, sigh, then it softly dies. Symphony, sing to me. Then we kiss, and it's clear to me. When you're near to me, you are my symphony. My symphony.
Rudy. Say, Rudy, that really sounded like a symphony. Rudy, do you suppose you could spare 6 reed bars just for me?
As a cue for you?
True.
I'll do.
Hey, angel fair with golden hair, image of a flower so rare.
Yes, that's the reaction of a man to a woman with lovely, lustrous hair. And what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make. When you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, Dreen your hair and you bring out all its natural beauty, as much as 33% more luster than any soap. Dreen your hair and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As famous cover girl and dream girl Bettina Bulligard says...
When I use Dreen, my hair behaves beautifully, and it's alive with highlights.
Right, Bettina. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Look here, Mr. Valley. What you building in your dressing room?
Well, Harry, Virginia May will be here tonight, and I want to look my best. Now, where's my tuxedo?
Oh, I hung it up behind the door.
Behind the door? Why didn't you hang it in the closet?
I did, but them moths kept throwing it out again.
Well, I'm not pampering any moths. If they don't like what we feed them, the devil with them.
Well, they gotta eat. How about a frim-fram chifalfa chape with some mothballs on the side?
Well, we'll forget that right now. Would you mind handing me that clothes brush? It's right there next to my curling iron. And while you're there, you can get my shoes, too.
Okay. What shoes do you want, Mr. Valley? The ones with the buttons or them old ones?
Harry? Those are not button shoes. They're elevator shoes, and the buttons are for different levels. Now, would you mind handing me that atomizer in the bureau?
Say, ain't this a bit large for an atomizer?
Yes, I get the stuff wholesale.
Now start spraying me.
Okay. How's that?
That's fine. Now kill those 2 flies in the corner. Well, that does it. How do I look, Harry?
Oh, just like an old-fashioned plate.
Oh, what do you mean, old?
What? Did I say old? Of course, the plate is a little chipped in a couple of places, you know.
What do you think of my tuxedo?
Well, it sure looks different anyway. First time I ever saw a tuxedo with a belt in the back.
Excuse me, Mr. Valley, but... Oh, gosh, you look pretty.
Well, thank you.
Oh, gee, well, you know, I just bought you those shirts you sent me out for, 12 of them.
Well, I only wanted 1 extra shirt. Why'd you get me 12?
I had to take 12. The man didn't have change for a dollar.
Now, wait a minute here. I gave you a $20 bill. You spent $1, and that should leave $90 change. Come. Where is it?
Well, you told me to get something for myself, so I bought myself an overcoat. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, Mr. Valley. I had enough left over to get you a beautiful necktie. It was reduced from $579 to 98 cents.
Oh, that's ridiculous. How could they reduce a necktie from $579 to 98 cents?
They took out the diamond stick pin.
Never mind all that thinking. Right now, they're... Come in.
Pardon me. I'm looking for Rudy Valley. I'm Virginia Mayo.
Hello, Miss Mayo. I'm Rudy Valley.
Oh, hello, Mr. Valley. My, but you're attractive.
Hello, Miss Mayo. I'm Truman Bradley.
Well, hello, Mr. Bradley. My, but you're handsome.
Hello, Miss Mayo. I'm Pinky Lee.
Hello.
Just a minute, Miss Mayo. I may not be good looking, but I'm cute. Don't you think I have a great personality? I said, don't you think I have a great personality? Well, I got the best of that conversation.
Make yourself right at home, Miss Mayo. We are expecting you.
Thank you, Mr. Valley.
Oh, let's not be so formal. My name is Rudy. It rhymes with Moody.
And my name is Bradley. It rhymes with Gladly.
My name is Pinky. Low man again. Gee, you're really lovely, Miss Mayo. Are you doing anything tomorrow? I thought maybe you and me could go to the movies before the prices change.
Now, Pinky, behave yourself or I'll have the head waiter take you out.
No, thanks. I don't go out with strange men. As I was saying, Miss Mayo...
Oh, Pinky, how would you like to take something downstairs for me right away?
Oh, sure, what?
The elevator.
Oh, I get it. I can take a hip, Mr. Valley. You don't have to hip me with no building. I'll go. Believe me, I'll go. I'll fix that guy, Rudy Valley. I'll put pepper in his false eyelashes.
Now that we're alone, Virginia, might I say that you look a bit tired? I trust it's not overwork.
Oh, no, it's something much deeper than that, Rudy. I've suffered a great disappointment.
A great disappointment? What do you mean?
I just found out that Superman and Sinatra are two different people.
Sinatra. Humph. I repeat, humph. What does he have that I lack?
Sit down, Rudy. This may take hours. After all, Rudy, you're not a young man anymore.
I resent that, Virginia. I'm only 31. Take it or leave it.
You're 31. Double or nothing.
We certainly have some funny lines tonight, haven't you? Would you like to go dancing tonight after the show, Virginia? Ah, I can just see us now. The orchestra's playing a beautiful rumba, and everybody turns around to see Rudy Valley swing and swayo with Virginia Mayo.
Look, Rudy, suppose we discuss that a little later. Right now, I'd like to ask you a favor. You see, my club is holding its weekly meeting tonight here at Villa Valley, and I thought you might be our guest speaker.
Oh, but Virginia, I've never spoken at a woman's club. I wouldn't know what to say. I suppose they're all young.
Well, the age requirements of the girls in my club are from 18 to 28.
That's peculiar. Those are my requirements, too.
We've all been counting on you, Rudy. You may speak to us on any subject you like.
Very well, Virginia. I'll do it.
Oh, good. I could kiss you for saying that, Rudy.
Oh.
I think I will.
Who is this woman?
Oh, Fifi, I this is you. I'm... Oh, Fifi, this is Virginia.
If this is Virginia, I prefer Idaho.
Virginia, Idaho. Very good.
Yes, that was quite clever, Fifi. May I borrow your sense of humor? I'm going out with a moron tonight.
You are not. I'm going out with Rudy tonight.
Now, look, Fifi, you have this all wrong. I...
Wrong. I'll talk to you later. Right now, hurry, the hipster is ready.
Okay, customers. I want you all to relax and dig some fine mellow jive while Fifi, our chantsusi, starts chantusin. Break it up, thief.
And when I look in his eyes, oh, brother. And when he sighs, oh, brother. Out of this world he takes me. Out of this world into a dream. Lovely dream, a fearless sprinkle of stardust in the air. Like Rip Van Winkle, I wake and wonder, is he really there? And when it gives me a kiss, oh, brother, is that a kiss? Oh, brother, out of my mind I'm going, out of my mind. Is that a man? Oh, what a man. I know for certain there'll be no more flirting. He'll be my permanent friend. And will I have to meet my mother? Brother, you know that I will.
Now, let me see. What kind of a speech can I give to those girls in Virginia's Males Club? My dear young ladies, may I begin by saying that some girls are wonderful to behold. Of course, some of them are more wonderful to be held. No, that's no good. As you travel along life's highway, don't let failure ruin your lives. Once I thought I had a bright, shining future before me. Then I realized I was standing in front of a pinball machine. Always remember this, young ladies, that if...
Excuse me, Mr. Valley. Why don't you let me write your speech for you?
Oh, stop, will you, Pinky? What do you know about oratory?
Are you kidding? When it comes to public speaking, even as a kid in school, my teacher said I would go down in history.
Well, did you?
Yeah, and I also failed in geography. Please, Mr. Valley, please. Oh, please. Let me write your speech for you.
All right, Pinky, if you'll do something for me. You see, Virginia Mayo seems to be rather favorably inclined towards me.
Uh-huh.
But she needs that little extra something to convince her.
Yeah?
And I want you to sort of casually let her know that, well, I'm the right man for her.
I got it. I know, Mr. Valley. You want me to give you a build-up, huh? Just leave everything to me. I'll go over to Miss Mayo's table right now, and I'll have a talk with her. That's what I'll do. Kiss me once, and kiss me twice, and twice, and once. Make sure I sit there along. Excuse me, Miss Mayo. If I'm not too paragorical, I hope you and your club members are enjoying yourselves.
Yes, we are, Pinky. Thank you.
You know, I love big parties. Last night we had a charity affair. Everybody was supposed to contribute something, so I contributed myself.
And what happened?
They told me to go home because the scrap drive was over. But you should have seen Mr. Valley. He was the hit of the evening.
You mean Rudy was that popular?
Popular? Listen, the girls all call him Timber from the Wolf of the Same Name. Believe me, Miss Mayo, Mr. Valley can marry anybody he wants to. In fact, he was once engaged to a famous fan dancer. But she wiggled out of it. Don't you think Mr. Valley would make a wonderful husband?
Oh, I don't know. I still think that Frank Sinatra...
Oh, Sinatra. What Sinatra got that Mr. Valley didn't have 30 years ago?
Maybe you're right, Pinky. But when Frankie sings, oh, he sends me.
Okay, so he sends you. Mr. Valley delivered you right to your door.
And Frankie is so much fun at a party. You should see the way he makes his Adam's apple go up and down.
So what? Mr. Valley can take his Adam's apple out and peel it. Oh, what are you saying, Miss Mayo? Wouldn't you like to go for a bus ride with Mr. Valley?
A bus ride? You forget I'm a lady.
Natalie. If he wanted a man, he'd take his father.
I'm sorry, Pinky, but I already have a date tonight with an army lieutenant.
Oh, Mr. Valley was in the army, too. Did you ever hear of the Fighting 69?
Yes.
Well, he was with the Flabby 48. That's not all. He was in the Navy, too.
He was?
Yeah, I don't remember what year. But his rating was galley slave, second class. just look over there at Mr. Valley. Isn't he handsome?
Yes, he is. And it looks as though he's going to sing.
Yeah, and this is strictly Andre Nalzi, Miss Mayo. But he's dedicating his next song to you. Let's listen, huh?
Most beautiful girl in the world picks my pies out, eats my candy, drinks my brandy. The most beautiful girl in the world. The most beautiful face in the world may be simple, but a dimple makes that simple little face the most beautiful face in the world. So show not a bit. Natural kind of wit. She'd shine anywhere, and she hasn't got platinum hair. The most beautiful house in the world has a chimney, and by Jimmy, neath that chimney, all my slippers are next to the ones that belong to the one and only beautiful girl in the world. Thank you. natural kind of wit. She'd shine anywhere, and she hasn't got platinum hair. The most beautiful house in the world has a chimney, and by chimney, neath that chimney, all my slippers are next to the ones that belong to the one and only beautiful girl.
Man once said that one hair of a woman can draw more than 100 pair of oxen. Yes, there's an amazing strength in soft, shining hair. Strength to attract. Power to allure. So use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. When you Dreen your hair, you bring out all its natural luster. As much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. What's more, as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen shampoo has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Rudy, Rudy, are you ready to deliver your speech? The girls are all waiting.
I'm almost ready, Virginia. Pinky Lee is writing the speech for me. I think he must be finished by now. You can go ahead and introduce me.
Girls, girls, quiet, please. Our guest speaker for tonight is a man you all know, a famous singer and a wonderful entertainer. Oh. His name is Rudy Vallee. Oh. Now, girls, let's put it to a vote. All those in favor of hearing Rudy Vallee speak to our club, say aye. All those against, say nay.
Nay.
Seems to be a tie.
Pinky, where are you going?
I just finished writing a speech for Mr. Vallee, and he's waiting for us. Boy.
Oh, Pinky, darling.
What?
You know how I love Rudy. Let me take his speech to him.
All right. But take good care of it because he's waiting for it. And be sure and give it him because it's the best speech I ever written.
Don't you worry. I'll give it to him, all right.
Okay.
That Pinky wrote for you.
Oh, thank you, Fifi.
Girls of the Beverly Hills Social Club, I now present our guest speaker of the evening, Mr. Rudy Vallee.
Thank you, ladies. The subject of my talk tonight is entitled, Who Stole My Garter or The Last Time I Saw Paris? Pinky, what is this?
Brilliantly spoken, Mr. Vallee.
Which brings me to the topic of women. There are four kinds of women. Pretty women, plain women, ugly women, and... Furthermore, everyone knows that the mothers of some of our greatest men were women.
I don't know. I don't remember writing that.
And furthermore, ladies, when we discuss our great men, let's take Aristotle, for instance.
You take him. I'll take Cary Grant.
I appreciate your choice, madam, but some people say I resemble Cary Grant.
You look more like General Grant.
As I started to say, give me a man who's good. Give me a man who's kind. Give me a man who's true.
I say, give me a man.
Madam, haven't you any place to go?
No.
May I suggest a place?
Genevieve, please stop heckling, Mr. Vallee. If you're a good girl, I'll have your head welded on permanently. Don't pay any attention to Genevieve, Rudy. She thinks the world is hers just because last year the Army voted her Miss Officer's Mess of 1945.
Why don't you throw her out of the club, Virginia?
Oh, we'd like to, but she has a very handsome chauffeur, and she brings him around to show off. She doesn't know, however, that last week our secretary sat on his lap, and 2 weeks ago our treasurer sat on his lap.
How awful.
Yes, and next week it's my turn.
I'm the fattest mustache.
Let me handle that woman, Mr. Valley.
Just a minute!
Has anyone ever died in your family?
No.
Well, why did you go home and break the monotony? Now, go on with your speech, Mr. Valley.
Well, ladies, as I stand here looking into your faces, I can see that a lot of your faces need looking into. And furthermore, ladies, the subject of men and women is universal. First, let me say that all men are created equal.
Stop bragging!
Just a minute!
After Mr. Valley finishes his speech, I shall have something very important to say, and when I get through, there'll be angry voices and gnashing of teeth.
Some of us have no teeth.
Teeth will be provided. Go ahead, Mr. Valley.
Well, in conclusion, let me say that men would make much better husbands if there were no women. I thank you.
Girls, I think it is only fitting to give Rudy Valley a rising vote of thanks for his wonderful talk. Will you all please stand up? Now, Rudy, as you see all these young, lovely, charming girls standing before you, what have you to say?
Virginia Mayo appears through 35th Carol Goldwyn in whose production, The Kid from Brooklyn. She will be seen with Danny Kaye. Rudy Valley will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at this same time from Hollywood with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Earl Carroll in Republic Pictures, that Norwegian atomic blonde, Harry the Hipster, Betty Bradley as Fifi, and Screendom's handsome threat man, Alan Ladd. United States women know there's still a real shortage of most soaps, so keep on saving used kitchen fats and speed greater supplies of the soap you need.
Shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Robert Marco. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silk, nylon, woolen, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes, say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, get Dreft today.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.